Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
How do Michigan State fans want this to end? And not the season, the D'Antonio era. How do you want the D'Antonio era to end? Because it will end.
Well,
everything
yes.
ends. Do you want it to end this year? Do you want it to end next year? Do you want a retirement at the end of this year? Do you want him to be fired? Do you want a next year is my last year? How do you want it to end? I read something yesterday morning, and again, I was listening a lot to you and Pat yesterday morning on the Game Day Uncensored show, and you guys addressed the Michigan State situation quite well, I thought. Graham Couch, who obviously covers Michigan State for the Free Press and for the Lansing State Journal, he had a really interesting line in his column in yesterday's paper, which I thought was very telling for Michigan State. And I wonder how this washes with MSU fans. He said D'Antonio took over a program that was essentially in shambles, and he built it into a national power.
Mm-hmm.
And what he's done can never be forgotten and should always be remembered. stupid. Should never be forgotten. It should always be remembered on Veterans Day. But he's leaving the program in the same state that he found it. And that's unacceptable.
It's Joe Dumars.
No, I know. I heard you make that comparison. But, I mean, it's you know, the John L. Smith was a joke. And by the end, he was just, you know, he made a mockery of everything. And so here comes D'Antonio, and he brings pride to the Michigan State program. And he beats Michigan, and he makes it a national power. They go to a bowl game every year, pretty much. They go to the playoff. They win the Rose Bowl. They do all these things. And yet here we are in 2019, and they're right back to being a complete mess. And there's not like any great players coming in the pipeline. It's not like we know, I mean, as you said yesterday on the show, we don't even know who the starting quarterback's going to be next year. And
right.
If it's Lombardi, wow.
Yeah, Theo Day, and who's the, they have a redshirt freshman, Peyton Thorpe, I think is his name, but I mean, whatever.
It's very depressing.
Yes.
Because you thought that, you know, well, maybe Michigan State would never be a football school with a coach like D'Antonio. They were becoming, as I said a couple weeks ago, as we were singing his praises as he was on the verge of becoming Michigan State's all-time wins leader, he killed SOS. He killed it.
Right.
And now all of a sudden,
it's bad.
It's coming back.
Yeah.
I mean, the loss on Saturday was a classic Michigan State loss. And look, they suffered them under Saban. It's not just like it was just John L. or
right.
Bobby Williams. I remember Saban had one, I think it was the week after they beat Michigan, they went down to Purdue, and Purdue was bad back then, and they just gave the game away.
Like they did yesterday, or Saturday,
yeah.
Excuse me.
Yeah.
It was unbelievable, but, and a lot of empty seats. I mean, but the thing that was so ironic, if that's the correct word, is Friday, the athletic director says, oh, there's no way we're not even in these discussions about firing Mark D'Antonio.
I'm sure he's correct.
Yeah.
I'm sure he means it.
Right. But it's just after that statement where he's, hot seat, whatever term you want to use, and then to come out with that performance in the second half. Wow.
Yeah.
That was just.
Okay. So if you're a Michigan State fan and we're going on the assumption that he can't rebuild. Okay. And maybe that's not a fair assumption. Maybe he can rebuild.
Maybe there's transfer portal people for him.
Maybe he's got the master plan in mind. How do you want it to end? Do you want to see him fired at the end of this year? Do you want to see him retire at the end of this year? Or do you want to see him announce that next year is his last year? And so he gets some ceremonial bye-bye, everybody. But that could put you further behind the eight ball.
You know what's interesting? And I wasn't at the game on Saturday, but I was on campus and at a tailgate a little bit before the game that had nothing to do with sororities or fraternities. But talking to some Michigan State people who, even donors and people, real big supporters of the program, I can't find anybody that really wants him back next year.
Mm-hmm.
People that love him, people that are really good friends with him, they just think the option should be he should just walk away.
Meaning,
just,
like, because he's not happy? Like, he's unhappy?
No, because they realize, even his staunchest supporters, that because of his loyalty, stubbornness, where he, rearrange the deck chair, so to speak. Mm-hmm. It'll never change, and it's time. He did a great job, and it's just time to walk away.
Right.
Everything runs its course. And to them, big Michigan State, you know, slappies, whatever word you want to use, supporters, donors, they've had enough.
Mm-hmm. Because the last 3 years have been so frustrating.
Yeah, and they don't, and like you mentioned, Jamie, they don't see any hope of the future.
Right.
If you believe the recruiting and all that stuff.
Right.
They're not doing a real good job of that.
I guess if I had my choice, and I do think we are so fickle in sports that it's so much what have you done for me lately.
Right.
I would love it if there was somebody at the university, and I just don't know if this person exists right now because of the kind of power vacuum.
That's part of the problem.
And honestly, it's not his job to do this, but maybe it's Izzo. Because, I mean, they're friends, and Izzo knows what it's like to take CRAP at times, even though I don't think Izzo deserves it, but whatever. Maybe it's Izzo says, look, Mark, it's best for everybody. Just say, you know what? This is it. You know, hell, do it this week privately. Tell your team this is your last game. I mean, maybe as if they need any added motivation to play Michigan on Saturday.
Right.
And say, this is it. I'm done after this year. This is my final. You know, that. If anything, it'll add a little bit of sizzle to that last home game because they're playing Maryland at the same time that Michigan's playing. I assume it's about the same time that Michigan's playing Ohio State. I mean, can you imagine the attendance in that game the Saturday after Thanksgiving?
I went on StubHub yesterday. $6.
Did you buy them?
No. Oh. And... like 50-yard line lower bowl seats, $13.50.
$1,350.
$13 and
that's a little high for me.
I think the right thing for him to do is just step down.
Oh, we all agree that's the right thing to do. I mean, but I'm saying, what do you? I guess you're right. But the question I pose is, what do you want to see happen? We all want to see him step down. Yes. I don't want to see him get fired. I don't think he should be fired based on everything he's done.
Well, okay, well, let me ask you this then. If push comes to shove, if he won't step down, mm-hmm. do you want to see him fired?
No.
So you'd rather have him come back than be fired?
One more year, yeah.
The AD said it's not happening.
I know, that's what I said.
But you're asking an impossibility then.
Well, not necessarily.
He's not going to be fired if the AD
is powerless pretty much. And if the president and the board of trustees... as dysfunctional as they are,
right.
they could fire him if they want. I agree. I don't think it's going to happen, but not just because, believe me, not because Bill Beekman says so.
Why do you think he would want to return? That's my question.
Yes, I totally agree with you.
Because of exactly, this was the line, and this is what made me think of it, is because Graham Couch said this in his article. He's leaving the program in the same state he found it. What's the legacy then? I mean, the legacy, yes, is winning. He did a lot of winning. He did a lot of things here that were really good for Michigan State they had never seen before. But you want to leave. Isn't that the goal of every, whatever job you take, whatever, you want to leave it in a better state than what you found it?
I just think he's as clueless as the administration if he doesn't step aside. Everything that's gone on up there.
Yeah,
I mean, they live in a different world.
Oh, I know.
may not even, might be too ignorant to even know what everybody's saying.
Steve in Rochester Hills, you're on 97.1 The Ticket. Hello, Steve.
Hey, good morning, gentlemen and one lady. You know, I was going to say retire, but the more I thought about it, the more I sat there on hold, the more I really want to have him fired. I really have enjoyed the ride that we've had with Michigan State. I'm a Michigan State guy. But why would you give a person another chance when they haven't even given any inclination that they're going to change to make it better? The offense is still as benign as can be. It's regardless of who's in there. And if all you're going to do is shuffle guys around. And last year to this year was not the first time he's done it. The only major shuffle we've had in the whole time that D'Antonio's been there is when, Narduzzi left to go to Pittsburgh. So that, I just don't want, I don't, why would another year make it any better? I guess we can go with the hope, but isn't that what we do with the Lions every year, that maybe the hope will come and something will happen, like dumb luck? I don't want dumb luck. I want some aggressive moves.
Yeah.
And then the other thing that jumps out at me, guys, if you don't mind if I can say this real quick, is that the other thing is, if he goes to retire, let's just say they work on him and say, okay, I am going to retire. You know what's going to happen? He's going to want to have his guy brought in. And that'll be a part of the deal. Or he's going to want to have something done that's just going to slow this thing back down. And I don't want that, because if you let him go, there's no reason for you to keep anybody else.
Well, that's for sure. I mean, if he fired, you fire the whole staff.
If you bring somebody else in, they can bring anyone they want in, and usually they do.
Right, I know.
I would be happy with that, and I love Mark Santonio. He's done so much for the school, and I don't want that to be misunderstood. It's not that I don't like him, but his time is come, and he doesn't want to change. He's like that little old guy that just doesn't want to leave work. He just wants to keep going. And they're like, okay, you just keep coming. You can still pay. Well, you know, we'll keep paying. I don't want that.
Yeah.
I don't want to be that school anymore. All right, you guys, have a good one.
Thanks, Steve. And it's almost fitting that the game was happening simultaneous to the Alabama-LSU game. And if you watch that game at all, Gary Danielson, who we had on the show last week, was just raving about how much these programs had changed. And he kept going back to the last time that LSU had won, and it was a 9-6 overtime game. And here you have this game, which was a absolute shootout and a thriller to maybe not the bitter end, but towards the end. And D'Antonio, when given the opportunity to do things like Saban's done, has not done those things.
Correct.
He's just, and so up until last year, I gave him the benefit of the doubt because I figured, okay, he knows what works. It has worked. And why would you change it if it's worked? And now it's not working anymore, so you do have to change it. One of my longtime defenses of Lloyd Carr was always, look, they're always 10-2. They're always 9-3. Why would you change that? You're always in a New Year's Day bowl game. You're beating Ohio State pretty consistently. You're occasionally going to the Rose Bowl. Why would you ever change that? And he did it all the way up until the bitter end. But guess what? Lloyd did not get to choose his successor.
No, you got to be proactive, not reactive.
And
too.
I would not allow Mark D'Antonio to choose his successor either. Some ticket text, 97136. As a lifetime Spartan, I was rooting for Illinois to come back and win. The quicker this hits rock bottom, the quicker the changes come. That's from Matt. Another one's going along the lines of what you said. Let Coach D finish the year, have him hired as an MSU athletic director, and hire Jim Tressel, head football coach, and then apologize to Pat Caputo for the next question answer. Okay.
I don't see that happening, but, you know, you never know.
Well, if
Ben Tressel would keep his defensive coordinator, probably.
I would think
his brother.
He would, yeah. If it would lead to Jim Tressel being the head coach of Michigan State, I'm all for it. Guys, love the show. Was at the MSU game on Saturday. Don't know if anyone's mentioned this, but Lewerke had his bell rung really good just before he threw the pick six.
You're right. The guy need him.
Yeah, and somebody put this on Twitter yesterday saying, this answer is far more concerning than anything Mark D'Antonio said or didn't say to Caputo or anybody else. And that is, he said afterwards that his head was really ringing for a while.
Then come out of the game.
Yeah, exactly. That, I mean, maybe no one will have quite the reaction that Shane Morris did in the infamous game against Minnesota, was it, Greg?
Yes.
But, I mean, come on. That's deeply, deeply concerning.
Well, but, you know, players, they never want to admit that they're hurt.
No, I know, but that's why you have coaches and medical experts and eye in the sky people in the press box watching for all this. Jeff, I'd like to see him retire and have a hand in helping the search for the next coach. All things end. This staff has run its course. I want Mark and the whole staff fired right now. Connor Cook and Pat Narduzzi are the only reasons that they had the run that they did. That's from Matt.
I think Mark D'Antonio had a lot to do with the defense. It wasn't just the coordinator.
Yeah. This now comes where D'Antonio has now entered the Ken Holland phase of his career, where Hawk and Anderson was the only reason the Red Wings had any success during the Ken Holland era.
Mm-hmm.
So apparently it's all about on Pat Narduzzi. I hope he stays. This man built that program. How about having some belief in the man? Maybe MSU realizes what kind of program they are, and that's not a perennial contender. They need to follow the Iowa model and keep Mark as long as he wants to be there. Hold on.
The Iowa model.
Yeah, that's
model.
The sound of the Valenti just drove off the road.
Yeah.
And had nothing to do with the snow. Yeah. Let Mark stay as – maybe they're not a perennial contender. There's not a college program in America that doesn't consider themselves a perennial contender.
Oh, yes, there are. There's tons of them.
No, but I'm saying they never
– That's not their slogan.
No, but I don't think they go into the office every Monday going, well, we lost. Like, I don't think at Maryland right now they're going, I mean, come on, we're Maryland.
No, but I think under their breath they probably think that.
You're always trying for that next. thing.
You're trying, but you're realistic. Like the Iowa is a good analogy, but because Michigan State has tasted it, they don't want to go back. Iowa's somewhat tasted. They've been to a couple Rose Bowls, and it seems that they've done nothing to, you know, they've never gone, they've never been really bad.
Yeah.
But they've never gone back.
But maybe that is the good part about the Michigan-Michigan State rivalry, is that you always know where you stand based on the team that's 80 miles down the road. Iowa's got nothing. They're Iowa.
Right.
I mean, you can talk about Iowa State. They play every year. But, I mean, that's all they have there. So there's no, you're not comparing and contrasting to anything to find out kind of where you stand.
That's true.
And look at Minnesota. I mean, you can't tell me that every program in America right now is not looking at Minnesota and going, if they can do it, maybe we can do it.
Oh, I'm sure there's tons of people that believe that. There's no doubt about it. They want their coach to go into the locker room after the game and, like, crowd team surf or whatever he did.
Yeah, yeah. 97-1, the ticket.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly.